Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Bill, when you said, I have 14 seconds, I thought you meant like till the show, like the
intro. Oh, no. Yeah, no, sorry. 14 seconds.
Talk to the people, William.
I was gonna. You popped in at the last second. I was all prepared to start.
God damn it.
Johnny texted me and goes, I'm battling a storm right now, and I will be there very soon. I'm gonna be walking in last second. And you were right. You did walk in last second. 14 seconds to spare, and you let dead air go out over the air. Oh. How dare you? Radio professional, Jonathan Bell.
Yeah,
Jonathan.
You're getting
Jermaine
my fast food salary worth tonight, baby.
What happened?
What do you mean, what happened?
What happened?
A storm all over.
You can tell you hustled because you're out of breath.
I had to go up the stairs. We don't have an elevator.
What? Elevator worked for me?
They're not working again.
Right. I took it up here a few minutes ago.
Yeah, it almost seems like, you know, something's happening between our show and the other show that makes the elevator not
What
work.
Are you accusing people of?
I don't know. It's just coincidental. I don't know. But
I don't know either. It must be. Maybe they shut off at a certain time now. Save some money, you know?
Oh, that would be just poetic. Would it not?
Save electricity, man.
Maybe if we fire our phone screener, we can afford an elevator.
Oh, we don't have one of those.
Dude, I almost didn't come in. I almost broadcasted from my comfortable Fat Cave studio because it was storms from Valrico all the way here.
But yeah, raining all day today. Same here in St. Pete.
Yeah. And at some point, I have to say, you know, like, is it worth it? You know what I mean? Is it worth me driving all the way? Like, I endangered my life several times on the way here. I ran over something on 275, a tire or something. I ran it over.
Something big?
Huh?
Something big? Something like
yeah,
human size?
Hit the bottom of my car. Now I'm out of breath. I feel like I'm having a fat stroke or something because I had to run upstairs. I parked on the side because you told me, yeah, you know you can park over there. I didn't know you couldn't come in that door.
Yeah. I didn't know that you didn't know that. Otherwise, I would have let you know that.
I've just been screwed over and over again. Then I get wet trying to get in that door.
It's pouring outside, yeah.
Yeah, then I drive around to the front, and the damn elevators aren't working. I don't even want to do a show tonight. I want to take a break and leave. I'm not even kidding.
No, you're good.
I'm in a bad headspace, and I can't breathe.
Just take a breath.
I'm trying.
Oh, yeah.
I'm morbidly obese.
Mm, nice and deep. Deep. You got a good show. We got,
Do
you know,
we?
Yeah, we got news. We got
woke great.
News.
Yeah, let's talk about COVID.
We're going to do
great.
Phonyoki for Kings of Leon tickets.
Oh, who are you? We got, Cuomo's a pervert.
He is.
Happy birthday, Tom Brady.
Happy birthday, Tom. It's Tom's birthday. We're celebrating today.
Yeah. You know what?
I Ronald Jones, too. Let's not forget about Ronald Jones. You know, Tom Brady's obviously the star here, but Ronald Jones, our beloved running back, it's also his birthday. He gets poo-pooed on because it's Tom Brady's birthday, and everybody forgets about Ron Jones. Not me. Not this guy.
Neat. I can't feel my left arm. Is that bad?
No, you're good. That's just COVID. Oh,
my goodness gracious, man.
My friend texted me. She was out of town for a few days.
Yeah.
On the way here. She has this roommate, kind of not a great roommate. Not the best.
Right.
And
I'm sure that's what Leah says about her roommate.
And she goes, I just got home and my roommate has a guest from out of town.
Oh, no.
And she just tested positive for COVID.
What?
Roommate didn't mention this to her when she was traveling from out of town. It seems like something that she could have mentioned.
So you haven't been around this friend that's been around the COVID friend, have you?
No.
Okay.
No, I haven't.
Okay, that's good.
So she's trying to figure out what to do. What should she do?
Kill
she's
her.
She's vaccinated.
Okay.
So she's thinking, do I need to go rent an Airbnb or something for a week now?
Vaccinated people are getting COVID.
I know. I know, but they're not being hospitalized or dying at that rate.
Some of them are being hospitalized. Some of them are getting sick, yeah.
3%, I believe, of hospitalizations are people who are vaccinated.
Oh, okay. Well,
so it's a pandemic of the unvaccinated, as Joe Biden likes to say.
Oh, man.
At this juncture.
Did you watch him today?
I saw some clips on Twitter.
I watched the whole thing.
Yeah.
Poor man.
How did it make you feel?
He got real stumbly at points.
He's Frankenstein.
I feel bad.
Why?
Because he's a senile old man. He's a puppet.
No. We're getting exactly what we deserve. We got Trump for 4 years. Now we'll have stumbly Biden for 4 years. This is exactly what America deserves. This is how we deserve to go.
We had it
too good for too long.
I feel horrible. I can't get a deep breath.
I don't know anybody. Is there anybody really? I wonder if you ask them honestly that goes, I'm totally comfortable with Joseph Biden as president of the United States.
Oh, there's millions, but they're lying.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you really ask them, you just go, do you have any hesitations?
It's the same,
like, well, look, it's not great. Like, I just wish people could be honest.
It's the same people, you know, a year ago that were saying, there's no way the virus came from China. You're a racist. Same people.
Yeah, right.
So, and that's not me talking like this big Republican guy, right? That's just the facts, man. Like,
it's just better than what we had before, I think would be what they would say.
I hope most people on all sides can just admit we're screwed no matter what. I mean, can we just all agree to just be pessimistic? Can we do that?
I feel like it'd be nice to be honest, but we have to keep it's coping, you know, it's hopium. It's just hoping for a brighter day. At least it's not the other guy in power right now. And, you know, things aren't great, but things are going to make a turn. For the better. Any day now.
No, dude.
That's how they feel.
I'm going to die tonight. Johnny B. Show, how can I help you?
Hey, this is Joe Biden.
That doesn't make things better.
That wasn't Wally. That's who you thought it was.
I thought it was.
No, it wasn't. Now you're paranoid, see?
I'm out of it, dude. I felt like crap before I came in, to be honest. Like,
yeah,
just having a doo-doo day.
Why?
Everything.
What happened?
Everything. Johnny B. Show. How can I help you?
Johnny B.
Hey, make it better.
You sound how I
feel. What's up?
What's up, bro?
Hey, what's happening with you? I got my vaccine.
Oh,
my damn
arm
hurts.
Hell yeah. Uh-huh.
Should have had them sticking in your butt.
Yeah. I have my mama with me. She's 84 almost. And, she hadn't been vaccinated, so I told them to vaccinate her, and they said, what's your insurance? I said, I ain't got no insurance. And the woman said, the pharmacist said, it don't matter if he's got insurance or not. Bring him around here.
You don't need insurance to get the shot. The government's paying for it.
Yeah, well, they tell you, we need your number in case we got a bill and all of that, so.
Why did you wait so long to get it?
Johnny, man, I'm scared of that.
Dude, you put every drug on the planet in your body.
I ain't never had a flu shot, man.
Yeah, but you've done meth a lot.
Hey, well, I guess I trust them more than I do. These chemists.
I mean, look, meth and crack.
How do you know all these side effects that goes on with all this?
Right. Yeah, yeah, I mean, meth and crack have been around a lot longer than the COVID-19
vaccine. And we know the side effects.
Hey, big Willie Coots in the house. They've been tried out.
That's the side effects.
They've been tried.
Better believe it.
They've been tried. Hey, he's got a point. Listen to him, Johnny B.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He's got a point. They've been tried. They've succumbed the test of time. We don't know nothing about this crap they're putting in our arm.
What vaccine did you get? Did you get the Sputnik, the Russian one?
No, I don't know. Moderna.
Moderna. Great.
The Moderna.
Moderna.
And I got to go in 2 weeks and get the second shot. So
that's what's up.
Got my damn arm hurting. So.
Didn't you already have COVID, Kel?
I don't know. Maybe I ain't been. I wasn't tested, but I've been sick 3 or 4 times in the duration of the.
I thought you said he had it a few months ago.
Yeah, that you were really really ill and you lost your taste and smell.
Yeah, I was. Yeah, I was like 2 weeks. I was sick in bed. Yeah.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
Well, good.
I wasn't checked. I wasn't checked. I ain't never been to a doctor. Well, man.
You've never been to a doctor? In your whole life?
No, the only doctor that I was with was checking me for diseases in the chain gang. I ain't never had no medical insurance.
Yeah.
No, I don't go to the doctor.
Oh, my God. How old are you? You're like 50-something years old, right?
Yeah, somewhere in that area.
You're gonna start falling apart, man. You got to get a doctor, dude.
Hey, I'm like the Rock. Can you smell what the Rock is cooking?
Can't smell if you get COVID.
It's stinky.
All right, brother Johnny B.
Great talk.
Take it easy.
All right, man. I'm still catching my breath. Bye bye.
Okay. See ya.
Good God Almighty.
Short fuse tonight for who? John Bell.
I feel like crap. I really do. I got rained on. I ran upstairs. I forgot I was fat when I did it. I got like almost to the top, and I was like, I can't breathe.
It's good for you.
Is it?
It's exercise.
No, not that much all at once. You got to take baby steps. I went from sitting on my ass all day to running up wet stairs.
Yeah. That's good for you.
No.
It's attrition, you know. It keeps you on your toes, going through tough things.
Yeah. Johnny B. Show, how can we help you?
This is John B.
Oh, that's me. What's up? Who it is?
Oh, man, this was Chris, man. I just took three puffs off of Angel Dust, and I'm watching reruns off of Captain Kangaroo, man.
Oh, hey, what's up, dude?
Yeah, man, Mr. Green Jeans and everything. You remember Mr. Kangaroo with that mongoloid haircut?
Is this what happens when oxygen doesn't get to your brain?
Yeah.
Not him. I mean me. Am I hearing this right? Or is this
real? No, this is
Hey, tell your buddy to hook up.
Man. Have you had the vaccine?
Hey, hook up Captain Kangaroo and Mr. Green Jeans.
Yeah, hook it up, Will.
All right, I will. You got
yeah,
it.
I am for real. I'm watching reruns of this guy with this mongoloid haircut, man. I'm like tripping
is
balls.
Is that PC?
Like, he just...
No, this
yeah,
is...
Yeah, PCP, man. Angel dust, man.
Oh, God.
Hey, I smoked it so you didn't have to, man. You have to watch these reruns, man. Watch it. It's Captain Kangaroo
I know.
And Mr. Green James.
We got it.
There you go, man.
This is the guy who called in who was saying, you know, you're not letting yourself be happy.
You have to allow
happy.
It.
You have to allow yourself to be happy. And he kept repeating it over and over and over again.
It's true,
he gets
man.
Caught in that PCP loop and just repeats himself over and over again.
Somebody Google Parmesan corn that was in this chair today.
Mmm, yummy.
It's a weird thing. So Google.
Who would Google Parmesan corn, do you think?
I don't know.
And everybody's sitting there. So it was Galvin, Monica,
yeah.
and Mo, and Drew.
Yeah.
Who out of those four, which one would have Googled Parmesan corn?
I'm not hating on any of them. I guess it would be delicious.
Sounds good. I'm just curious of who you would think would do it. I'm going to say Monica. Sounds like a Monica thing.
I don't know.
Just gut.
Johnny B. Show, how can we help you?
What's going on, Johnny B?
Oh, what up, Alex?
Big Will Cool.
Alex, what up?
Hey, bro. Hey, Will Cool, I had a dream that you dropped Spike the mic, bro.
I know. I wish I could.
Yeah.
No, actually, I kind of like Spike now.
Right? Hey, man, I just want to say, man, I'm sick of this whole thing about the whole, all this pandemic stuff. It's a stop, Johnny B, all right?
I hate it, bro.
All these new numbers and Florida sucks and we're doing a bad job.
I know.
They weren't saying that stuff a couple months ago, right? Whenever everybody wanted to come down and move over here, right?
Oh, man, they can say whatever they want. When I was watching old Biden today, he said that. He's like, 1/3 of all the cases are from 2 states. Mm-hmm. And I was like, go ahead. Say the 2 states yeah. everybody's moving to, bud.
Yeah.
Oh, Texas and Florida? Yeah. Yep.
And he was like, I got hair and legs.
Yeah, he did say that.
He did say that one point. Yeah.
Really weird.
Hey, Will Cool.
Yo.
How about some Cowboys?
Man.
Why does he keep doing this?
I don't know. He just loves the Cowboys.
I said
weird.
Will Cool. I didn't say Johnny B. I said Will Cool.
Hey, I'm the host of the damn show, Alex.
You're right. My bad.
That's like walking into my house and being like, why are you talking in your living room? Like, bitch.
Hey, you guys are hilarious, man. Have a good night.
Love you, bud.
Great job, bro.
All right, Johnny
B. You're the man. Guys are weird. Not you. Fine, I'll leave. I don't even want to be here. I wish I